in the news today.
Prime Minister the Most Honorable Dr. Hubert Minnis announced in the House of Assembly yesterday that the country has started to move into Phase 5 of the phased reopening of the economy and social activities. However, he urged Bahamians and residents to continue to be careful and vigilant as the country reopens. In his contribution to the 2020-21 budget debate, the Prime Minister announced that the emergency powers are to be extended through the month of July 2020 and that a new 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will come into effect on Monday, the 22nd of June. Indoor dining at restaurants will be allowed with physical distancing required, sanitization and mask wearing by all staff at all times, and patrons when entering and exiting the establishment. Effective Wednesday, the 1st of July 2020, gyms and outdoor group exercise may reopen with health safety protocols approved by the Ministry of Health. Spas may also reopen with health safety protocols approved by the Ministry of Health. The Prime Minister also announced the opening of public parks and beaches on New Providence, Paradise Island, Grand Bahama, and Bimini, effective Monday, the 29th of June, 2020. This is Deepri Ann Carroll for Global Impact News. The Office of the Prime Minister notes reports regarding a proposal submitted to the government for North Andros Free Trade Zone by the NAND Group. The Office of the Prime Minister wishes to acknowledge that a draft proposal was submitted. The proposal has not been formally analyzed or reviewed to determine its viability, nor has it been presented to the National Economic Council for consideration. There is a well-established process for review and consideration of all major investment projects, which requires review and input from various agencies of the government and public consultation prior to approval by the government of the Bahamas, the statement ended. The Ministry of Tourism and Aviation recently held a workshop at the British Colonial Hilton for tourism industry workers to prepare for imminent reopening of the tourism industry. Beach vendors, tour and taxi drivers, straw vendors, boat and jet ski operators, air braiders and food vendors all participated. Minister of Social Services and Urban Development, the Honorable Frankie A. Campbell, commended rock legend Lenny Kravitz for his recent donation of $100,000 worth of food vouchers. The Department of Social Services, Ministry of Social Services and Urban Development was tasked with distributing the food vouchers. Minister Campbell said it was his hope that the donation would inspire others with the means to do so within the Bahamas and the wider Bahamian diaspora around the globe to follow suit. The award-winning singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and actor, Mr. Kravitz made an initial donation of $50,000 in food vouchers to be distributed among persons in need in New Providence and Grand Bahama. The donation was made through Mr. Kravitz's Let Love Live Foundation. This is Deepri Ann Carroll for Global Impact News. Renovations to the historic Southern Recreation Grounds in the Over the Hill community will be completed by the end of June to provide for cultural and green technology experiences. The Prime Minister gave the update in his communication to the 2020-21 budget debate in the House of Assembly on Monday. A component of the Over the Hill Community Development Partnership Initiative is the redevelopment of parks and recreation facilities to incorporate more cultural experiences and green technology. Close to 60,000 barrels containing oil and water have been recovered from the area where Equinor's oil spill occurred at its South Riding Point terminal on Grand Bahama during the passage of Hurricane Dorian last September. Dorian, which was the strongest storm on record to hit the Bahamas, blew the roofs off of several of Equinor's storage tanks, distributing oil across the acreage of the property and into the neighboring forest and sea. Minister of Housing and the Environment Romualdo Ferreira revealed that to date, 58,774 barrels of oil and water have been removed from the area, in addition to over 35,000 yards of contaminated soil.
Van, can you tell us what the traffic looks like out there?
With my final look at traffic this morning, heavy flow still coming out of the south. Traffic as usual at this hour is backed about three-quarters of the way onto Malabata Highway, getting into that Tony's William Darling roundabout. It's still the slowest intersection line moving right now. There's also a lineup of traffic that's building at Glaston Road exit onto JFK, but that's not as stagnant. It's moving nicely. However, there's a bit of a longer delay getting out of Carmichael Road onto Blue Hill Road. At that intersection, you still got a slow wait also on top of the hill at Blue Hill, getting into the roundabout at the Independence Drive. After there on, well, Blue Hill Road is a good ride. No hang-ups going on there. Same as over on East Street at the moment. Small areas where a bit of slowdown may be required, but a smooth ride nevertheless. Wolf Road starting to get busy. It's a bit slower, but still yet no standing delays going on. And elsewhere, only stop signs, roundabouts, and traffic lights show signs of any kind of short delay or traffic lines building up. Information coming out tomorrow on new precautions may be required for the buses to hit the streets again. Government plans to allow the bus service to start again next Wednesday, but with some precautions, including riding with only a 50% occupancy. We expect more details on this during the week. National Traffic Report is a service of J.S. Johnson. You can pay premiums and renew policies at any branch office, paid your own way. Use online banking or through local banks. Call J.S. Johnson at 397-2100 for more info. With your eye to sky look at traffic and VAAA, using our drone and satellite network to keep a track of what's going on the street so you know exactly what's happening out there. I'm back with you later this afternoon with an update on the activity in the streets.
Thank you, Van Ferguson.
Now, as we take a look into Tuesday's weather, it's partly cloudy, hot, and humid with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. A high temperature today of 91 degrees with an overnight low temperature of 80.
This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.